Shaka. It's an electrifying new musical that's in full swing at the Honolulu Theater for Youth. Joining us this morning is artistic director Eric Johnson. He promises the show will have us dancing on our feet. And he tell us what's this all about?
All right. So this piece is actually the third piece in an installment that we've been doing over a number of years, which are community engaged pieces bringing the most crucial conversations that are happening in our adult community into young people with schools and teachers and family performances. So we did a show about food to start it off called Grinds. And then a couple years later, we did a show about water because we realized that there were so many stories about water. They wouldn't all fit in the food show. And this is a story about energy. And I can think of no better topic right now that is sort of dominating our thinking, where Hawaii really has the opportunity to lead the world in innovation and how we're approaching solutions towards energy, and a topic that would affect the lives of the young people here.
So serious issues, but you make it fun.
Yeah, we sure do. So all those serious issues are squished down into a 1 hour rock and roll musical, which was written by our professional company of actors and composers and people, is very interactive. It's very rock and roll.
Okay.
It's filled with energy, of course, because of the topic. And we've actually been working with a lot of different partners to bring it about.
Okay. And I think we've got a little clip. So let's listeners take a little bit to listen. Fun.
And there you go. That's the sort of opening anthem of the show. And the premise of the show is that a delegation led by our governor, whose younger self is actually out there in that audience on that day, are coming back because in 2044, 1 year before we have our goal of reaching 100% renewable energy, we realize that we've done all the innovating we can. We need to go back and get the young people better engaged so that over their lifetimes, they're able to make the changes that will get us to 100% renewable energy. And so it's a clever way to to make a leap, a creative leap, for young people and their families to think about, well, gosh, you know, this is something that is going to be a part of their whole life going forward. And in 27 years, you know, there'll be someone who's 10, will be 37 and could be the governor.
And
she's going to have to, you know, kind of make good on this promise or and be involved along the way.
So I'm sure this was probably a lot of fun to create. I mean, you got the time travel thing, you got the rock and roll, you know, and some pretty, you know, heady issues.
Yeah. And we have taken the approach that curiosity is the best outcome that could happen. And so we're not just talking about energy in electricity. We're also talking about energy in the body and how do the foods you eat create personal energy. We're talking about energy as, you know, a scientific concept. You know, what is kinetic energy? What is potential energy? You know, we have a fun water balloon section that demonstrates that with some audience participation. So thinking about how energy works and becoming curious about energy and specifically how it affects our community. You know, I think, a story we tell is that Iolani Palace actually had electricity before the White House. So
That's a cool fact.
Yeah, it's a cool fact. And there are tons of stories like that that just make Hawaii a leader and an innovator and set us up to do big things in this field.
And when you went to create this, you went to Hawaiian Electric Company and Blue Planet Foundation?
Yeah. Oh, we went to a lot of different people, Hawaii Energy. We went Kakua Foundation. We have support from the city. We have support from the state, different agencies there. So I think what was different was we didn't just go to them for resources. We went and said, hey, will you sit down with us? Will you come to rehearsals? Will you meet with our artist and tell us what are the important issues that you hope young people are engaging in? And, you know, we not to give away too much, but, you know, we have a song about the power of poop in the show, you know, a big rock and roll number. But I think the fact that we have waste to energy, the fact that we have some of these things that are happening here in Hawaii, but maybe we haven't thought about, it can be really exciting for our audiences.
And I can just see the whole creative process. You can almost do a little video on the making of, you know, that you could post later or something.
Yeah, no, I think I think it has been just a delight and an honor. And one of the things I say, you know, is always like putting artists at the table and thinking about Honolulu Theater for Youth as a way of bringing these conversations into our community. 20,000 young people will see this show with their teachers, with their families. We're hoping, you know, families especially interested in energy will come and bring them to it. And then we'll take it on a Neighbor Island tour next year to go out and take the message out statewide.
Oh, that's terrific. Yeah, hopefully then you can get everybody across the state thinking about energy, green energy.
It's our small part of okay. A big puzzle.
All right. And then volunteers. You need volunteers?
Oh, sure. Everybody needs volunteers. We especially are looking for ushers who can help us with our school performances because they're daytime. So we always need people to help with that.
All right. Thanks so much, Eric Johnson. He's with the Honolulu Theater for Youth, and you can find details on the show on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org. I'm Catherine Cruz, and this is The Conversation.